Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
It is the E-Man After Show. We're excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on We Talk Radio Network tonight. We are back in the building. Sitting across from me, my co-host, she's Dr. Amanda. Hello, Dr. Amanda. How are you tonight?
I'm well. Welcome, everyone, to the E-Man After Show.
We want to welcome all you guys that's coming in for the E-Man After Show tonight. Been such a marvelous day outside. Man, we're so appreciative to all of you that will hang out with us every Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. And so, guys, tonight, we're coming around the domino table tonight. We're coming around the domino table. We're going to put a big fix question out for you guys on tonight. And so we want you guys to come in on the phone lines, come on in on the network. Listen, if you want to be a part of the conversation tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3533. Yes, that. Oh, well, now you know 3456.
Yeah,
that's the other number, huh, man?
3456.
Yeah, that's 563-999-3456. Listen, we're on all social media.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we're on all social media, and if you want to follow us on our website, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com. We're on 50 platforms.
Mm-hmm.
We're all around the globe. We want to appreciate you all around the world that joins in on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
And Mandy, I know we're on about 50 more other platforms. Why don't you share with our listeners tonight where they can find We Talk Radio Network?
All right, guys, just to name a few, you guys can find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yes, and so we want to appreciate all of you guys that's coming in on the network tonight. Yes, we are on quite a bit of platform. Listen, we also want you to follow us on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
You can follow us on our YouTube channel, which is We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
You can like, you know, you can share, you can make a comment, but we really want you guys to subscribe. Man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe for the YouTube channel?
Okay, guys, so you would just right there where you are, you would just click that subscribe button. Also, mm-hmm. You want to subscribe, but you want to click the notification bell to receive updates when We Talk Radio Network posts new content.
Right. And so we want you guys to be a part of that, We Talk Network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, YouTube channel.
Yes.
Yes, man. We got so much going on over here at We Talk Radio. Listen, we just come off the Mandy the Mentor Show. We want to appreciate Mandy for opening up your studios. We're broadcasting tonight in the Mandy Studios on tonight. We want to appreciate all you guys that's standing by listening on tonight. Shout out to the high rise down in Dallas, Texas. Shout out to Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex.
Shout out to you.
We want to appreciate all of you guys that's hanging out with us on the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man, I tell you, it's been a blessed day, Mandy.
It has been, E-Man.
And we want to thank all of you guys that's coming in on the network. We see you coming in on the phone line.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you want to talk to us tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456.
Mm-hmm.
And we are sitting around the domino table. Listen, if we got any women coming around the domino table, we got a discussion we're talking tonight.
Right, right.
We got a big six question that we're going to be putting out there tonight, but we want to appreciate all of you guys. Listen, we want to do a shout out to the owner and founder of We Talk Radio Network.
That's right. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis. Shout out to you, Miss Kia. Miss Kia Davis, she is the lady that makes all this possible over here on We Talk Radio Network. Also, we wanted to shout out all the radio personalities on the We Talk Radio Network. Guys, you want to tune in to We Talk Radio Network. This is why we keep referring you over to our YouTube channel, because we have something for you every day of the week. And we're always uploading new content, so you want to check us out on YouTube at We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, and yes, we want to thank all you guys that support the E-Man After Show,
mm-hmm,
and this network, We Talk Radio Network. Man,
right.
Let me do a little recap. I'm trying to adjust, Mandy.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm about to reach over and touch you.
Reach over and touch you, brother. Listen, let's do a recap from last Sunday night.
Okay, let's recap.
Yeah, we had an awesome engineer. He is the producer and audio production engineer over here at We Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We had Mitchell Ayer.
Young man.
Yes, man. He's all the way from DeVard, Michigan. Young man. He's just doing a great job over here at We Talk Radio.
Yes, he is.
22 years old.
22 years of age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we had an opportunity to talk to him on last Sunday night. And so you guys can kind of understand what goes on behind in radio.
That's right.
A lot of people listen to radio, if it's mainstream or internet, or they watch TV. It's a lot goes on to make these shows work.
Yeah, and that show, E-Man, was very educational. You know, it was very educational. A lot of information was given. And for those of you that would like to work in that line of business, you know, you want to go back and listen to that show because it was very informative. You know, he answered a lot of questions, a lot of our listeners' questions, that is.
Yes, and so, yeah, he shared a whole lot of information on how this industry works,
mm-hmm,
because I'm in this industry and I'm a producer, just an audio engineer just as well.
Right.
And it's good money,
mm-hmm,
and I'm all about the money. And so, yeah, it's good money, Mandy, and this young man, he got a future.
Let me borrow $5.
Did you borrow $5?
Mm-hmm.
I got $5 you can borrow.
Give
you going to pay me back?
No, I want it right now on the show. Matter of fact, add five more to that.
You going
to
pay me back?
Just give me the money.
You owe me a whole lot of money right now. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a good field to be in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in radio and TV now for over, 35 years now.
Yes, you have.
And it's a good market. And Mitchell, he's 22 years old, and he shared a lot about how all of this works.
Right.
He was sharing last Sunday night, Mandy. If you're watching your TV, you remember how you grew up and you can see the words and see people's mouth move?
Yes.
That's the people in the engineer room. If they're not matching that voice up with the picture, it's throwed off. A lot of people.
I used to wonder why that would happen.
They
like
think
certain videos,
mm-hmm,
and things of that nature. But when you guys explained it on last week, you know, mm-hmm, it made sense.
Yes. And so, listen, the engineer room is pretty crowded. You got, and this is why when you see all the shows that's on television from movies, I think we had Arthur Muhammad on,
mm-hmm,
here, which is a movie producer and a movie filmmaker.
Right.
It takes a whole lot to make this stuff work.
It does.
We just
it
don't
really
sit out
does.
Here at these microphones. Right now, we're being pulled in right now because, why? We're over in the Mandy Studios on tonight.
We are.
And just like I was sharing last Sunday night, Mandy, a lot of people, and I shared that from this standpoint, a lot of people used to, and they still think sometimes that me and you are in the same studio.
That is so true.
Because I live so far away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you would be in your studio. A lot of times you're in your studio.
That's right.
And a lot of times I'm in my studio, but people can never tell the difference.
Yes, people will always think that we were together. We would laugh about it. We would not say anything. We would just laugh about it behind the scenes, you know. But the truth of the matter is, the majority of the time, E-Man is in his studio and I'm across town in my studio, right?
Right.
And we just operate that way, you know,
yeah,
and
yeah,
it takes a lot to make that work and to bring it together, gel and all that good stuff. But I'm going to use E-Man words. We make it do what it do.
Yes. And so it takes an engineer to dug all that,
right,
to bring that all together. And but tonight we are live and we both in the studio together.
We are in the Mandy studio tonight,
yeah,
guys.
Well, thank you for opening up your studio tonight.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, we are
in the Mandy studio.
Yeah, we just come off the Mandy the Mentor Show. Had an awesome show on that side.
We did.
Over there on Blog Talk Radio. But now we're on We Talk Radio Network.
We are on the We Talk Radio Network.
And so, guys, we're going to put a big six question out tonight. Mm-hmm. Listen, let me say this here also. Right. This is, we are, today is National Ice Cream Day.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, it's hot outside, and we broadcast this show down in Dallas-Fort Worth, Metroplex. Mm-hmm. And we're all around the globe just as we are. This station's been thriving now for 12 years.
12 years.
And they running strong. I want to shout out to Miss Kia Davis and Powers to be over here, Mr. T.
Once
Smiley.
Again, once again.
They are doing an awesome job.
Yes.
I mean, the founder of this radio station, boy, I tell you, if I ever feel down, I always call Kia D.
I'm telling you.
By the time I get through talking to her, I think I can clam out.
I know, I always say she is the inspirational vitamin E-man.
Yes, Lord. You need some encouragement. Miss Kia Davis of We Talk Radio. She need to do her show like that.
She really does.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to her about that. Why?
I think it'll be good, though.
Yeah, because she have a lot of encouraging words to say, just a lot of great things to say. But, Mandy,
yes.
We got a big six question we're putting out tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. This is where we men come around the domino table. And since Mandy's been here since day one, we bring you to the show for a voice of reasoning.
Mm.
Because when I created this show, Mandy, we was actually playing dominoes, and the conversation that goes around the domino table with men, you women would be around the domino table. Is that how you men think? Is that wow. And we like, yeah, that's how we think. And then you were like, y'all don't understand our language. We don't understand y'all.
Right.
And so we created a show so men could come around the domino table and talk real issues. Because we just had a brother on who did the TAP Award. Shout out to Mr. Kareem Muhammad.
Yeah, shout out to you, Mr. Kareem Muhammad.
How many times last year, in the year that we've been on the E-Man After Show, we've been talking about men and health? And that's why we created these shows, so we men can come around and open up and have real dialogue and conversation.
Right.
But we found out this young man had a stroke at 43 years old. And he tried to encourage me and go get yourself checked out. You know, don't be walking around here and you don't know what's going on with you. And you stroke out. And I was glad that he shared that, man, because around the E-Man After Show, we have had all kind of great topics, but really want to deal with the psyche. We have encouraged you with therapy. We encourage you to go to the doctor and get yourself checked out, because black men in particular don't go to the doctor until when they can't hip it.
Right.
You understand? And so, and with that being said, this is I want to say it's a men's show, but we inviting you ladies to the domino table too. Your input is vital just as well. That's why men are sitting here.
It definitely is. And here on the E-Man After Show, we like to talk about real topics that people can relate to, you know. And we also like to bring people on the show that can provide answers, you know, that can give resources and things of that nature. And as E-Man stated, ladies, your voices are valuable, because we think E-Man on a different side of the brain than men do, right?
Oh, we
side. So when we bring the whole brain together,
which side of the brain y'all speak on?
I forget. I'm not going to say that part because I may get it wrong, people. But we do, and I think when we just bring the whole brain together, way of thinking together, I think that we're very informative.
I do know all your information that you retain is on the left side of your brain.
Okay.
And all the thoughts.
So we must think on our left side of the brain, the women. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's what they say when you talk to a therapist. And so all the information that you retain, it retains on the left side of your information.
What if that's women?
For the women, on the right side of the brain, that's where you hold in all the stress.
Oh,
and
that's
all,
you guys, yeah.
And so the cochlealism in the center of your brain, it all. But
we're not going to talk about that. Not right now. Not today. Not never. No, I'm just joking.
But yeah, but so at the end of the day, y'all say we complex creatures.
Very. I think that, and let me say this. I know I definitely capitalized on that last week, right? But to be honest, it goes both ways. You know, men are complex when it comes to women understanding men, right?
Right.
And it's the same way when it comes to men truly, because sometimes you guys think you know and you don't know. But when it comes to men truly understanding women, you know, we appear to be complex as well, you know, and this is what this show is all about. It's bringing an understanding across the board.
Right, right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the network, on the phone lines, We're around the domino table tonight. We got a big six question that we're putting out there tonight. Mm-hmm. And Mandy, here's big six. I got big six right there. Yeah, I'm trying to slam it on my... That's big six right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a big six question. You know what's trending and the conversation is about the Uvalde shooting.
Mm.
And all for the last couple of weeks, it's been in the news. They have leaked the video.
Mm-hmm.
And who obtained the video? This is from the Austin American Statesman down in Austin, Texas, a big major network. They leaked the video. They put the video out there. And it have hit. And so we even did a show about the Uvalde shooting. And if you've seen the video of the police's, the whole video where the young man walked in and began to shoot up the young kid, this is what we want to talk about tonight. We want to know, what do you feel or how do you feel about the Uvalde shooting?
Right.
Because if you've been sitting back like I have, been on the wire and in the news, really looking at this video and really dissecting it, it's unbelievable. It's unheard of, Mandy, of how this young man was able to walk into the school building, shoot up 19 kids and kill 19 kids and kill 20 kids. I mean, 19 kids and two
teachers.
It's unbelievable. But that video has been leaked out. And and so we got a hold to it just as well. It was obtained by the Austin American Statesman Network, and they leaked the video. And my big six question tonight, we learned what remained unknown from the Uvalde video.
Yes.
A lot of us didn't know what happened until we seen the video.
True.
And so my question is tonight, things that we didn't know. If you had an opportunity to watch the video, call us up here tonight at 563-999-3456. We want to talk about that tonight because we got to get some laws changed. We got to do some things when it comes to the gun violence, you know, because now it's open arms with you open carry now.
Yes.
But for this young man to retain these kind of firearms and to be able to get in to this school, just walk right in. A lot of people didn't know that was a 911 call before he even entered into the school. It was a 911 call. The 911 call came in at 11:31 a.m.
Wow.
And at 11:30 a.m., they actually called and said this young man it was shooting on the outside of the school.
Yes.
It took the police, a lot of people don't know, it took them 34 minutes to even get to the school.
Mm.
Within that 34 minutes, he was able to walk into the school at 11:31, things that we didn't know.
Mm.
At 11:33, he was able to walk down the hallway and walk enter into a classroom. 24 seconds later, he entered into a classroom. This is things we didn't know. And Mandy, he let off over 100 rounds in 2 minutes.
Jesus.
Killing 19 students and two
Jesus.
Teachers. No teachers, no police, nowhere to be found.
Mm.
The police didn't get to the school until almost, 2 minutes and 50 seconds later after this young man was have entered into the school and shot. But there was a 911 call early before he even got in the school.
Yes.
And so it's a lot of things. We're going to talk about that tonight. Maybe you seen it. Maybe you didn't know what went on. Because, see, Mandy, as I watched the video, as I really watched the video before we go to break, now when they reported that the young girl laid there and laid in her own blood to see why she would, you know, to act like she was dead, I understood it now after I watched the video.
Right.
Because this young man, when he was in the classroom, he was just shooting up these kids. And so for a minute, it got silent. Then you heard five more shots, and it got silent again. Then you heard five more shots. She laid there because this young man was going around shooting these kids to make sure they were dead.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? These are things we didn't know until the video got leaked. And so maybe you've seen the video, and we want to talk about that tonight.
Mm.
We want to know what your opinion is. Matter of fact, let me do this because this is all our opinion.
Right.
And it's allegedly, but we did see it on the video. And so let me do this disclaimer. Then, Mandy, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about it. Y'all guys keep it locked. Let me do this real quick, Mandy.
The opinions and views of our friends and guests does not reflect the opinion and views of the E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network.
Let me play that once again just in case y'all didn't hear that.
The opinions and views of our friends and guests does not reflect the opinion and views of the E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, and so we play that disclaimer because, you know, this is reports that have came out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is true and a lot of it is allegedly, and so we want to cover the station and cover the E-Man after show.
Right.
But we want to know your thoughts on it. My big six questions, things we did not know about the Uvalde shooting until the video got leaked. Because media reported one thing, and mm-hmm. now that we don't, you know, who leaked? Because you got to understand, inside of the school, they had to get the surveillance cameras with inside of the school.
Right.
So who leaked that information?
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about it, but we're going to take a break and we'll come back and dive into our conversation. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Guys, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Rosebuds know to bloom in early May. This is ain't no love, the cure. You can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. And now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. This is all as born as blue. Loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns and
stars
out of the sky. Always.
Until
the ocean lovers never die. It's gonna
be always. Until the day that it's the
day that it's
gonna
be always.
Until the day that it's the day that I'm gonna fall. Did you know that true love passed for nothing? Her acceptance is the way we pay. Another day.
And today I know I'm living for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can make me the path that I mustn't see.
Cause you're here. Now I know deep in my mind the love of me I felt behind.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yeah. We're back. Hey, we're back in the building. Come on, Bob with me. Yeah. Come on, get the Bob with me. Let me see that head rocking over there. I think all you guys are standing by on the phone line. Welcome to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. Trying to perk you up, man. Come on. I like this. What is it, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the Amanda Studios on tonight. I want to thank all you guys that are coming in on the network, on the phone line. Listen, if you want to know who I am, yes, I am. I'm the E-Man. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight on the E-Man at the E-Man After Show on right here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. Mm-hmm. This network has been thriving for 12 long years. And, man, we want to shout out to the founder and CEO once again. We want to appreciate her and all that she does. But, ladies and gentlemen, around the network tonight, we men around the domino table tonight. I put a big six question out there. And those of you who have been really watching the news and really understanding what's been going on with the Uvalde shooting, there's a lot of things that we didn't know. And now it's clear why they tried to keep a lot of it hushed.
Right.
Because the video was retained by Austin American Statesman Network, and they was able to put the video out.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a lot, and my heart goes out to the families, because it was an uproar, because they did, you know, they had to sit there and witness and see a lot of that they did not see.
Right.
And so a lot of the things we did not know. One thing, a couple of things we did know. We did know that he was able to walk right into the school. We knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did know he killed 19 students and 2 teachers. But we did not know all the other activities went on, such as a 911. I mean, when he wrecked out in the parking lot and started shooting, it was never reported that a 911 call was made. It was a 911 call because he was shooting at officers even before he entered the school.
Right.
And which raises the question, if he was already targeting shooting officers, how did shooting at people or shooting, mm-hmm. and I think it was like the security officers that he was shooting at. How did he still get into the school if the security officer got, all this is on the video. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so allegedly, it's just a whole lot of things that was shared. He was able to enter into the school, man, and walk down the hallways just like all the students was in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to walk down just walking in with a big old rifle in his hand and walk to the classroom without, you know, like the hallway was cleared.
Right.
And what struck me, it was a little young man coming out of the bathroom and saw him walking down the hall, and the young boy stopped. And he began to, and he just walking, he knew the classroom he was going to, because I think they stayed at the classroom. He walked to that classroom, and when he walked in that classroom, he literally shot up the whole classroom. They blotted out all the screaming and the hollering. But this young man, he walked into the school. This is things we did not know. At 11:31, at 11:33, in 24 seconds, he'll let go over 100 rounds in 24 seconds. That's some power right there.
Yes, it is.
And if you go on CNN and really check out the story in the video, where he was shooting up, it was like, this is unbelievable.
Mm.
And so we're talking about it tonight. We want to know your thoughts on it. What can we do to change the gun violence? What do we need to do? You know, and so much has been centered around that. If you want to come into the conversation tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. Listen, also, we got a segment that we're doing at 9:35 tonight. It's called Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell.
Yes.
We're talking with Fred Bell. We're going to need some encouragement after this conversation tonight.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because, you know, when we have these kind of discussions, it's not a right or wrong answer. We want to talk about it from just our perspective of how we see it, what we really think that's coming on. Let's see if I can bring some of the brothers around the domino table. Mandy, you coming in on, I already put Big Six out there. You coming in on the domino, Mandy?
Yeah, 6-3.
You always trying to get that money from it. That puts you into the conversation. Mandy came in on 6-3. She get 15 points. Let's bring this brother into the conversation. Last four numbers, 3900. He must be dog sitting. Hello, who is this?
This is Dwayne Williams.
You dog sitting tonight, Mr. Dwayne?
I'm dog sitting tonight. I'm sorry about that, but I'm dog sitting. But anyway,
what domino you coming in, sir?
Bring me in on the domino. Bring me in.
Okay, so I'm gonna bring you in on 6-4. That puts you into the conversation. You hold on. Let me bring some more brothers into the conversation. We got Mr. Dwayne. He's in the conversation. Let me see. Let me bring this brother into the conversation. He want to come into the conversation tonight. 7582, you're on the E-Man After Show. Who is this?
Mr. Wade from Louisville, Mississippi, my brother. How are you guys?
We're doing just great, sir. Yeah. We got a discussion we're getting ready to talk about. So we're trying to bring all the men that want to be a part of this conversation into the conversation. We're talking about the Uvalde shooting, if you've seen the video or not. And so you hold on, Mr. Wade. Hit option one for me, sir, and we'll bring you back
sir.
In. All right. I know
sir.
You don't play domino, so I'm going to put you in on a domino.
I played.
Okay. So you want to come in. I'm going to bring you in. Where you want to come in on, sir?
Turn a bone over.
Turn a bone over for you? All right. I'm going to bring you
turn
in.
Turn a bone over.
Yeah, that puts you into the conversation tonight. Let me go up the line and see if this brother want to come into the conversation. Last four numbers, 4875. Hello, who is this?
Hey, my man, this is Deacon Smith here.
This is Deacon Smith. What domino you coming in on, sir?
6-5 been presented.
No, 6-5 have presented. I bring you in on that. Mr. Wade messed up the money, so you don't get no money.
Exactly.
but you in the conversation. Listen, if you men around it, because the phone lines are lit up on the network tonight, if you men want to come into the conversation, hit option one. We will bring you into the conversation. We have men around it. Listen, ladies, we see you on the phone line. If you want to get into the conversation just as well, hit option one. We will bring you into it because everybody's opinion matters.
Mm-hmm.
And we just having a discussion tonight, things we really didn't know. And if you had an opportunity to really see the video, we're going to discuss it tonight from our perspective. But, gentlemen, we got a segment to do, and after this segment, we're going to bring you guys back into the conversation, and we're going to try to bring you back into the conversation, and we're going to discuss it a little bit, and then we're going to wrap this show up with the more of the story. So, you guys, you stay by your phone, and we'll bring you back in right after this segment. Listen, we're going to our segment tonight. Is encouragement for the soul? Because, brothers, we're going to need some encouragement after this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree, Mandy?
Yes, I agree.
Yes. And so let's get some encouragement for by Deacon Fred Bell. Listen, guys, this brother put out an encouraging word every day on Facebook.
Yes, he does.
And if you want to follow him, you can go to D-Di on Facebook. He put it, D-Di Bell on Facebook. Fred Bell, D-Di Bell on Facebook. You can follow him. He's always putting an encouraging word out on Facebook. And he do it right here on the E-Man After Show every Sunday night, right here on We Talk Radio Network. We're going to go to this segment, then we're going to come back and we're going to jump into our discussion. You guys keep it locked. We'll be back right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul.
For your soul.
With Fred Bell.
Did you know God has a plan for your life? Sometimes we may feel that God has left us out, that he has forgotten about us. Sure, we would all like to have been born with silver spoons in our mouths, but will we be the people we were or the people we are now if we had been born with those silver spoons? Would we have known how to handle adversity? Would we have known how to handle those trials and tribulations that we are facing now? But God chose you to be his soldier on the battlefield because he chooses his strongest soldiers for his toughest battles. So when you call on the name of God in your times of trouble, God sends down his armor to surround you. He sends his angels for you because he has called you on the battlefield to be the one to fight for him. Don't stop fighting. Don't stop believing. Because he won't give up on you, so don't give up on him. Because if you believe in him, he will always be there for you. Faith is the thing that makes us righteous with God. Because faith is what gets us through in the good and the bad times. It's easy for us to show faith in good times, but do we still have that same faith in the bad times? If he brought you through it then, he will bring it through you. He will bring you through it now. So no matter what you're facing, God is there with you. You have to understand that he will never leave, nor will he forsake you. Because he will show himself to be strong. So be encouraged that God will never let you down. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Yahweh, never stop believing. Because he is the God that always keeps his word. So be confident that God will never stop believing in you. So don't you ever stop believing in him. You have heard another encouraging word by Deacon Fred Bentley.
So this is free of being a number here.
Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you. That's why we pray. We all need.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Peace, beautiful people. This is Coretta Bell, and you are tuned in to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We are back. We are back. We are back in the building, man. This is live radio, right?
It is live radio.
What is going on with my microphones over here?
All type of stuff.
Yes, I'm in the Manda's studio tonight. My goodness.
Really? Really? Okay.
We want to thank all you guys that's joining us on the network tonight. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's hanging out on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
We listen and we take action. Listen, guys, you want to follow us over here on We Talk Radio at www.wetalkradio.com. We would love for you guys to go to our YouTube channel, which is We Talk Radio Network. We would love for you to like, share, making a comment, but we do want you to subscribe. And we want to appreciate all of you. Man, thank you for opening up your studios tonight. I'm getting out of my mics. What's going on in your studio?
I need you to get it. No, I just need you to get it together. Man, it's not the studio. It's you.
You need to have all this high-tech stuff working over here.
No, sometimes, you know, when it's so many people on the phone lines that are listening and on the network, sometimes you get just a little delay. But it's okay. We're working with it.
Well, listen, guys, we're around the domino table tonight. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight on the E-Man After Show. We back around the domino table tonight.
Right.
I'm sitting around the domino table with a bunch of fellas on tonight. We're going to bring them into the conversation because we want to know your thoughts on the Uvalde video. A lot of you may have witnessed or seen the video through your local news. And it's just a lot of things we did not know, which makes a whole lot of sense now.
Right.
And so we just want to know your opinion. We're going to bring Mr. Dwayne back into the conversation. We're going to bring Mr. Anthony back into the conversation. We're going to bring Mr. Wade back into the conversation. We're going to bring Mr. Fred Bell into the conversation on tonight. And all of you guys around the domino table. Hello, fellas. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah.
I'm doing too good to complain.
Yes, sir. We're going to see if we can bring Mr. T. Smiley into the conversation. Hello, Mr. T. Smiley. How you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Man, we do absolutely fantastic. Well, we guys around the domino table. We Mr. Fred Bell, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're glad to have you around the domino table on tonight. And so, guys, we're sitting around the domino table. We have put a big six question out there tonight. And we just want to know your thoughts. Did you guys get an opportunity like me to get to see the shooting, you know, down in Uvalde? Young man walked into the classroom and he shot up and killed 19 students and two teachers. Were you guys able to see that video? And what are your thoughts about it? Any one of you can go first.
Well, this is Dwayne, and I like to say I did see the video, and I did see the report, the 70-page report that they put out today. And I first want to say it was a travesty. a travesty. We need to pray for the family. But what's the well, you know what? I saw the video, and we work in the school system, and it's not hard for somebody to actually walk into a school and start shooting. However, I want to say that according to the 70-page report that was just put out today, it says, like, everybody was responsible for the shooting. There was 800 and some police out there, and doors that were not locked or that were broken. So now they're claiming that everybody is responsible for everybody. So I'm trying to figure out, everybody's responsible, so who do you hold responsible? I guess everybody. But I just want to say, I want to preface by saying that we're going to have more of this that's going to be perpetrated on our school kids, because once you take God out the school, and I know I don't foresee God coming back into the school, but you take God out the school, but you're replacing God with ever things. I don't want to say critical race theory, diversity, equity, and inclusion, the LGBTQ. You're going to have these things, right. And that's just my opinion. That's my opinion. But as long as you take God out the schools, where you're going to have more crime, more shootings, and I don't know, somebody else could go from there. But we have to pray for the parents. Like they said today, everybody's responsible.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so how do you guys feel about that? What do you guys think about what Mr. Dwayne is sharing?
It's true. There's no one person or a number of persons' responsibility. To me, being the minister that I am, and the first thing that comes to me spiritually is the deceiver, the distractor, and the destroyer, and this is what we're really dealing with because of these demons. This man here was without question controlled by a spirit being, if you might want to call it, that fits all the identities, to kill, to steal, destroy, and lie. And now what can we do or what can the government do? They need to pass a law, but yet even passing it, they need to abide by that law and uphold that law. They don't need to lie. So this is the reason why I made the statement prior that there's no one individual. It's all a collective, my brother, God's people and the world. But we know that the world is enmity to God. So they don't recognize God. And so it's left up to us. This is my perspective. It's left up to us to continue to pray, and ask God, because in Chronicles, my people that are called by name, and if we fulfill these commandments that is required of us, he say, I will heal their land. Okay?
Amen.
So, I like hitting the nail on the head. I don't want to bend it. I don't want to miss it. And this is where I am. This is where I am because, again, we talk about praying for the family. And Lord have mercy, and I'm going to leave you alone after this year because I'm dealing with the forgiveness. So even though the young man died, and even though the officials didn't do their job, and so all these other attributes in here, and I'm finna go a little way far, and I'm gonna leave you alone, okay? Sure. What happened to the young man in Buffalo, New York? What happened to that? Nothing else has been said that I have heard of. Maybe someone else has more information on that. But this is where I see it. I see it more on the spiritual level than I do it on the earthly level.
But I would challenge you with this here, even though, we see it on a spiritual level because we are spiritual people, we're believers. But, what's spiritual is spiritual and what's natural is natural.
Yes.
And so he carried out an act that I know we pray, but after we get through praying, we as believers going to do that. What are we going to do after we get up on our knees and stop praying? What kind of actions are we going to take? Because that's the most important. is to us to get together. Really, you know what, Mr. Wade and those of you brothers that's on the phone lines, that's around the domino table, those of you on the network, this is just me. Wonder what would happen if all the people that say they praying, Mandy,
okay,
all the people that say they praying and they going before God, because we all doing that. Wonder what'll happen if we come collectively together and go down to our legislature to make a difference. Because we could pray, we could pray all day long, but the work have to be done after we get through praying. We can get on everybody's podcast, everybody's network, and say we praying.
Right.
And we can talk about all the fouls of the air, and I understand all that, Mr. Wade, and you guys on the network. But what are we going to do as a people to help? I mean, at the end of the day, we all know it's spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes, sir.
What are we going to do to get this legislature to change their mind and say, you know what, we passed a law where it's open to carry guns now. I was just at the gas station, fellas, just the other day getting some gas, and I had to pull my gun because I didn't know. It was a young man just walked in the store with his gun just hanging on his deal like it wasn't no problem. And I didn't know what he was getting ready to do. But I recognized that they had a sign on the gas station where it's open arm. You can literally nowadays walk down the street and you don't know who, you don't know if they finna walk in there and rob somebody. It's just hanging off their waist. So I saw him, and then I was like, oh, let me hurry up and get out of the store, you know, because I saw him coming in. But I could see his gun before. I could see his gun just like anything, just like it wasn't no big deal. He didn't do nothing. He came in and he bought whatever he bought. But I ran back out to my car because I was like, man, if this dude just open up and start shooting, he finna kill up everybody up here at this service station.
Right.
But he wasn't going to harm anybody. Why? Because it's open carry now, and you can do that. What are we going to do as a collective of men? Are we all as men going to get together and march down there to Austin, Texas? What are we going to do? Fellas, y'all jump into this conversation. What do we need to do? Because at the end of the day, you know, faith without works is, you know, we can have a lot of faith, but we got to put some works to it after we get through, you know. And so this is why our leaders have went before us in different platforms, such as the Martin Kings and the Malcolm X's and the Farrakhan. These people have been on the wall for years trying to get us to understand the work have to be done after that.
Right.
And so let's talk about the practical side of it. We understand the demonic world. We understand that. So, we understand because we know it's number one. Is it a psychological problem? You know, a lot of these guys, they want to commit suicide. That's a way they can commit suicide because they know they're gonna get shot anyway.
Right.
But who read the signs for this young man buying all of these guns? But what do we turn it from here, ladies and gentlemen on the network? What do we do? You know, how do we prevent this from happening to the next school?
Yes, we definitely need a preventative.
Mm-hmm.
There should be extensive background checks occurring when people are trying to purchase firearms, especially of a certain age, is what I believe, E-Man. We know that we can't discriminate. However, not everyone is mentally capable to possess a firearm, you know, and for even people that have dealt with psychological issues in the past, there should be some type of psyche evaluation that should be taken before they're allowed to have a firearm. You know, it shouldn't be so simple where you can walk into an establishment and purchase something that can kill someone else and you're not mentally sane.
Right.
So there should be extra precaution taken, in my opinion. And I believe that there also should be an age restriction. And if, for example, digging into certain people's past that have committed mass murders and things of that nature, we almost always find that something in their past, there were signs, right, that told us that these people were capable of these acts.
Right.
And it seems like that from family members, and I honestly believe that family members need to be held accountable, because if you know your child is not all the way there mentally, they're not stable, right? I believe that we should take accountability as family members to speak out. You know, these people should not have firearms. and they're allowing children, when I say children, I mean 18 years of age, you know, that's not capable of making certain decisions to go out and purchase these firearms. They're allowing people that are not mentally stable to go out and purchase the firearm, and what they're doing, they're killing our future.
Right, right.
So
what do you guys think about that?
I agree with you, Dr. Mandy, 100%. However, there are people who would argue that case that if a boy of 18 years old can go into the Army and you can put a gun in his hand, well, he should be able to constitutionally have a gun. You know, he should be able to buy a gun. So there's so many arguments. I believe it should be, the age should be moved up, but then there are people who say, well, if you could draft a guy or you could put him in the military and put a gun in his hand at 18, well, he should be able to buy a gun. You know,
but the key thing to what Mandy is saying, the key thing to that, Dwayne. Let me say it like this here. The key thing to that is, if you, it's the insanement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be insane. You just can't sell a gun to anybody.
You know what I'm saying? You're coming from the insane. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I do have a question. Mr. Dwayne, I do have a question for you. But going into the service, do they have to take some type of evaluation in order to be accepted?
Right, right.
Not really. I was
to go into the
test. I didn't take no psychiatric evaluation.
My brother in the Marines, he had to,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so I'm not for sure about, I don't know, maybe some of you on served
right,
our country
right.
may really know that answer,
right.
I can't answer, but I know my brother was, he was in the Marines, and he had to be evaluated before he can, and then he had to be evaluated when he got out.
Right.
You know, and so, yes.
Oh, wow, yeah. That was a fair response, very fair response. I like that about arguing the point, if you don't have to take an evaluation, right,
mm-hmm.
in order to enter the service, you can go fight for our country, but you can't carry a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely get that response.
But and so with that being said, are we capable enough? Because you gotta realize when you see a lot of someone being killed, laying
mm-hmm.
right on the side of you,
mm-hmm.
someone is you know that I mean you're fighting for our country and people. That's gonna mess with your psyche.
Absolutely, and that's why a lot of people they what they call it shell shock.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people come out of the Army.
Yes.
I'll give you a quick
mm-hmm.
Example. My mother's ex-husband, he was in the Army for many years, and she was young when she married him. But this man had some psychological issues.
Mm.
He would wake up in the middle of the night, going back to those those moments of war, you know, and things of that nature, and walking around during the day, this man, he seemed perfectly normal.
Right.
Yeah, so it does affect people's psyche.
Mr. Anthony, what do you think about this conversation, sir? Let's get your opinion. Come on into the conversation, sir. What do you think?
I'm here, Brother Eman and Mandy. This is very interesting, the conversation that's going on, and I think that with people like you saying with these psychological things, there should be a lot of more background checks for this.
Mm-hmm.
People, families should. I don't know how a family member can say, "Hey, my son's crazy." How do you do that?
Right. That's
your,
a good point.
How do you
mm-hmm.
put your member out there and say, "Hey, my son really has a mental problem," and I know you try to cover him and nurture him and be there for him, but actually he has a mental problem, and you don't let the world know this. And then here we go with these results of something happening late on down the line in their year of their youth age, they get a little older, and then something tragically happens that they go out and do something to someone in this world, and you never told nobody. So I don't know how to handle such an incident where a family member would expose their family members that they're actually mentally ill. Man, this is pretty deep and intense. Also,
I
far
agree.
As the gun laws of people carrying guns at 18 and just being able to walk around with them, I thought that was the stupidest law ever made.
Right.
Ever made. You know,
yeah,
that you
can
just walk around with your pistol and walk in a gas station with your pistol on you. You don't know if that man decided he want to rob you, rob this place.
Right.
I got my pistol already ready. If I decide this is what I want to do, I'm walking in the gas station. I'm broke.
Exactly.
I'm going to buy some gas. I'm going to try to buy some gas. I ain't got no gas. I'm going to rob this place with this pistol
on
my hip. You know, I can understand where you're coming from with that. It's just, the whole situation is just mind-blowing to me. And I heard the minister on here make an example of God, of all the stuff that's going on in the world. If we get rid of our wicked ways, God will finally heal our land, you know.
Right.
And it's in Second Chronicles. We get rid of our wicked ways, God will finally heal our land. So we just, I'm just fantastic. I'm blew away.
Right,
man.
Right. Yeah, and I just want to go back. I want to go back to you. Great response, Deacon Smith. But I do want to go back to how do we address when we have a loved one that's mentally ill, and you know, how do we address that? Listen, we have to be accountable. At the end of the day, when it comes to people's lives, we have to put our feelings and emotions on the back burner and say, I have to make the right decision, not only to protect myself, but to protect others. Because at the end of the day, I love my children. I love my children. But as I told my son, I don't think that you're mentally capable of having a firearm. You know, he talks to me about having a firearm due to so much going on in the world. Well, I feel like he's hot-headed, and I feel like the first person that walks up to him and they're angry and they're combative, I feel like he's going to retaliate. So as a mother, that's in the back of my head. Not for as my son going to prison. Of course, I don't want that to happen. I love him. But for as him hurting someone else in the moment of malice.
Mm-hmm.
So I, as a mother, you know, I speak out about those things when it comes to him and anyone else, because I know that you're in this space in your mind. Now I have to take accountability, because maybe I'm going to speak out. It may hurt your feelings, but maybe it's going to save somebody's life.
Yes. And ladies and gentlemen on the network, we want to thank all you guys that's on the network tonight. We Talk Radio Network. This is the E-Man After Show. We're sitting around the domino table with the fellas on tonight, and we are having a discussion about the Uvalde shooting. A lot of us have witnessed and seen the video. Hold on 1 minute, Mr. Wade. We have seen the video, and we fellas around the domino table, we're just having a discussion about it. We're just talking about it from our perspective. There's not a right or wrong answer.
Right.
Because we, at the end, we want to come to some solutions.
Yes.
How we can get this change. We got a spiritual perspective about it.
Mm-hmm.
We got a natural perspective about
it.
And now one of them outweighs the other.
Right.
Because you need both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to come up with some solutions tonight around the domino table. What do we need to do? Do we men that's, and all of us Christian people around the world, we're praying, because people are praying all around the world.
We are praying.
But wonder what would happen if we collectively got together and go down there and storm the legislature, go down there to, you know, to our senator's office and say, hey, you know, enough signatures can get some things changed.
Right.
You know, if enough of us get radical enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm a Christian guy, I know Jesus was radical.
Mm-hmm.
Him being a black man, he was radical.
Man.
you understand what I'm saying?
He definitely wasn't passive whatsoever.
Exactly.
We get being operating out of humility and meekness mixed with passive, and those two do not mix.
Yeah, right. And so if he was radical and we say we the followers of Christ, you know, I do know there's one scripture. There's one scripture in the Bible teaches it, and it says it this way, Mr. Wade, and you can jump on in here. One scripture says it like this here. You know, we are used to in Christendom saying when the Spirit of the Lord come upon us, we get happy. But if you read over the scripture, something like that.
Power.
No, they say, you know, it's always been the saying, when the Spirit of the Lord come upon you, you get happy.
Okay.
But this scripture said when the Spirit of the Lord came upon them, they got angry.
Mm.
You know that scripture, Minister Wade? It talks about
I'm familiar
how,
with it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I'm familiar with it.
What's about the detestable things?
Mm-hmm.
That goes back, if you allow me, that goes back past the time of Jesus being present here on earth. That goes back to Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, it wasn't Israel that they was afraid of. They was afraid of Israel's God.
Mm-hmm.
And God had a reputation of destroying people. I mean, he had a reputation of destroying one tribe that he just opened the whole earth and just swallowed them up.
So
I mean, Lord have mercy. In this thing, not only must we put God in the forefront, and Dr. Mandy, what you said was very admirable because I need to be accountable for my children.
I
know one or two of them has an issue. You know, like you said, being hot-headed and flying. This was my point, Dr. Mandy and E-Man and the brotherings. This is my point right here, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but the man went into the restaurant, maybe someone knows, and the two little waitresses, they waited on him, and because he didn't put mayonnaise on his sandwich, he shot both of them.
Right.
And that was their first day on the job.
Mm. Yeah. Jesus.
Now that mother, I don't care. That father, I don't care how old he is, Miss Mandy. Mm-hmm. Yes, they should have been held accountable for. I don't know whether to give them time or whatever it was, but something you guys need to be implemented. That not only is this individual responsible, the government is responsible. Whoever sold him the gun is responsible.
Come
the
on,
parents
man.
Is responsible, and the law. You understand what I'm saying? If we get together and go down to the legislature, okay, they're responsible. They're responsible because they need to draw up a. You don't go into the driving range and get your driver's license and bam, you just go out there and drive your car. You don't do that.
That's right.
They have a booklet.
Mm-hmm.
They have a booklet. You know. So I'm just saying, there needs to be some revision here. And Lord have mercy, I'm gonna leave y'all alone. They know it. They know it, but but what that is I still want to do what I want to do, and I don't care who. That's what it is, y'all. We need to be encouraged, come together, and petition wise or whatever it is. Like I say, you don't go into the DMV and say, "Well, I want my driver." Oh, here you go. You don't do that.
Right.
But here it is, you're gonna give a man. Two important, whatever, 45s or whatever they was, A5, I don't know what they was. You understand what I'm saying?
We understand.
He just turned 18, right on his license or whatever identification. He just turned 18, but you're going to give him two assault rifles.
And so
really? That
brings me to this, Mr. Wade. That's why I talked about the scripture. How angry are we going to get?
Come on now.
The whole reason when we bring in the scripture in, this ought to make us all angry as men. You know,
I
know we spirit, but we ought to be angry enough now because we used to getting happy when the spirit come on us.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to get angry that we still have sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Angry that it's a lot of stuff that we as Christian men or men in general ought to get angry about.
Right.
And it's not nothing wrong with that emotion or you being sick and tired of our brothers getting shot down in the street. You should be angry, you know. And mad as hell about just the things that's happening to black African-American men.
Right.
Why you praying? You ought to be angry as hell while you're on your knees.
Come on now.
Why?
Yes, sir.
Because at the end of the day, when you, I want to talk to men, when you get up doing all that praying, you ought to be so angry till you in the street saying, what are we going to do to really make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because if we don't get together, if we really don't get there, will be no change. And change to me is returning from, you know.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, let me see if this brother want to come in. Mr. Fred Bell, you want to join this conversation tonight, sir?
I was letting all y'all talk first.
Come on, Mr. Fred Bell. Come on in here. You're around the domino table, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you. Go right here.
Oh, okay. Now, we done touched on religion. We done touched on the mental issue. We done touched on policies. The reason nothing is going to change, because look at the people who are in charge. They're mostly white men. America is so privileged, they think we should have this, this. All these issues only happen in America. They happen in, Sweden or someone else. They banned all the guns. They ain't had no more shooting. But in America, are so privileged, so titled, the white men that's in charge will not change anything. And nothing is going to change until it happens to, God forbid, one of their kids. That's the only time it will change. When it doesn't affect you, then you look over it. Because right now we're in, this world is so politicized right now. Like, I think it was Minister Wayne said it, they don't want to teach critical race theory because they don't want the white kids to feel inferior. But if you look, who started violence? It's not black people, but they label us. Then let's go to the mental issue part of it. Okay. Only time it's a mental issue is when it's white kids, right?
Yes, sir.
When it's black kids, we don't get that opportunity. But as much as we go through as black men, we don't get that opportunity. It's not us that's shooting up. It's not us shooting up the schools. It's not us.
Amen.
So
make it plain, sir.
I'm just gonna speak the truth. It's not us.
It'll make you
it's
free.
Them. So the first thing they say when one of them shoot up a school is they had mental issues. I drive through Oak Cliff a lot on Lancaster and Leadville. I can show you people with mental issues, and they ain't got no guns going in to shoot up no place over there. They're standing on the corner asking you for money or walking down the street talking to themselves. That's the mental issue. So all this they going in, they always want to make an excuse for everything. There is no excuse. They don't want it to change. They want it to be like this. Why do y'all think they passed a law where everybody can carry guns now and you don't even need a permit? Because who they think going to start killing each other? Black people. That's all it is. They're not going to change anything. We have the death penalty. People still killing people going to prison, right? It ain't deterred them. So no matter if we raise the age on guns, if we do background checks on guns, whatever we do, it's not going to stop anyone from getting a gun. And I was just talking to my neighbor a while ago. He went to the gun show and bought him an AR-15. And I said, I thought he was dead. And he said, oh, not yet. Now, he don't have any mental issues. I don't know if he's going to get mad at his wife one day and just go in and shoot up his job. But then everybody, he didn't have no mental issues. And when we say mental issues, and then like the guy that shot up Uvalde, I looked at CNN before they showed the video. So therefore, all the stuff that came out, I wasn't surprised when the cops stood in the building, when they used the hand, all that stuff.
Right.
Okay. And then this guy playing that shooting, right? He dressed up like a woman and escaped, then went to Wisconsin, was going to shoot up another parade, but he hadn't scouted out the layout yet. So he went back to Chicago. That's what they call it. Look at the guy that shot up the people in, was it New York? Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York.
He drove 2 hours. He had already scouted that.
Yeah, of course.
It was on the internet.
Did we lose him? I think we just lost Minister. I think we just lost Deacon.
Okay.
Call us back, sir. We lost him. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, we're around the domino table tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. We're having a discussion tonight about the Uvalde shooting. A lot of you have witnessed and seen the video. And our thoughts tonight, we just wanted to come around the domino table with men and talk a little bit about it. And these are these men's opinion. This is our opinion. We have already did the disclaimer because that's really not a right or wrong answer. But we just wanted to collectively come around the domino table and really talk about it as men, because this is what men do. We sit around the domino table and we have dialogue like this.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we're trying to understand and get some answers. You know we can pray.
Right.
You know, we know that certain things are mental, because some of it is chemical unbalanced.
It is. It's mental. It's mental. And let me just say this, mm-hmm. because this is a sensitive topic.
Sure.
And everybody has an opinion, as Iman stated, that there's not a right or wrong opinion, but it is a sensitive topic. And when we feel that we, you know, that we have insight on a way to make things better, we get passionate about it. And it's okay.
Yeah.
But I do want to say this. We can't just sit around with a mindset to not do anything.
Right.
This is not going to work. That is not going to work. This is why we're in the predicament as African Americans as we are now. Because a lot of times when it's time to put action to our words, we always say stuff is not going to work. If we were to set measurements in place so that not anybody can carry a firearm, it will lessen the amount of people that will have firearms. Now, will they buy it on the black market? Absolutely they will. They've been doing it for years.
Right.
However, we need to take a stand and do what we know we can do. Enough of it's not going to work. Let's just do it.
Hello. Well, you passionate
over that. I am. Absolutely, because we have children that are dying in the streets.
Yeah.
And let me say something about the spiritual side of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is our future generations.
Yeah.
Our future generations are being attacked. One thing about this new generation is that they're seeing things differently.
Right.
They're about relationship with God and not the church antics and not the religious aspect
yes,
of
this
not
is
the
true.
Rules, not the tradition. So they're coming out of that.
Come on,
and that's why there's an attack on our youth. So if we want to get spiritual about it, let's get spiritual about it and learn where the attack is really on. It's the youth. They're trying the mm-hmm. now the older ones that's standing in the faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, somebody has to take their position. Ian.
Right.
So there's an attack on the youth due to that reason. It's just the same way with Jesus, how there was an attack on Jesus' life as a child.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because the destiny was going to be birthed.
That's the word.
Yeah.
It's no different.
Right.
It's no different.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the doctor. She's in the building. She's around the domino table. I think I got Mr. Fred Bell back. Are you with us, Mr. Fred Bell?
Good to get him.
I thought y'all cut me off.
No, we went away. Come on back into the conversation, sir. Yes, sir. Come on back and finish making your opinion, sir.
I forgot where I was because I was talking in the cutoff.
Yeah,
I heard what Mandy was saying. Like, mm-hmm. we can't sit around and do nothing, right? And I say it all the time. We as black people need to organize because mm-hmm. we have so much power. We showed
right.
how much power we had in the election.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, last year, how when the black vote came out, it's power in our vote.
For
we
sure.
can get mm-hmm. things changed if we just organize and stop saying we can't do nothing. Oh, man, it
right,
won't make
right.
no difference. I'm not going to vote, man. My vote don't count. And it's so many of us, and that makes me
wow.
mad.
I hear you.
We can change things. We can
yeah.
change things with our voice. We can change things with the power we have. We
mm-hmm.
can change things in our neighborhood. All we have to do is look at
right.
what mm-hmm. type of people we are. We have always been able to adapt, improvise, and
exactly.
overcome.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And that's
Absolutely.
All we got to do is look at the richness of the black culture. No one
right.
has ever kept us down. They didn't want
mm-hmm.
us to learn how to read. We learned
mm-hmm.
how to read. Didn't want us to learn how to write. We learned how to write. And just think, before all this happened, we were inventing things and could not read or write.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
mm-hmm.
all we have to do is organize as a people, and we can
right.
get things changed.
Right.
Yes, sir.
A lot of us need to start running for office. Get some
Uh-oh.
Of these old people out of there. That's
right.
what we need to do. Get some of these old people out of there.
Well, see, that's the morning.
I'm thinking about
that's
running.
A good one.
Mm-hmm. That is the moral of the story.
Right,
we go,
right.
As we get ready to wrap the show up tonight, my question was going to be, what is the moral of the story? I think Mr. Fred Bell just summed it up for us.
Right.
You know. Yeah, because, you know, they stuck in their own ways, you know,
yeah.
And
hey,
they see things the way they see them.
E-Man, let me piggyback on Deacon Bell's comment he made earlier, too, that nothing's going to change until it starts happening to their – he was speaking on the higher-up people, you know, that's running this kind of stuff. Nothing's going to change until things start happening to their children or to their family members. And then they decide it's time to make a change. Because for the prison system, for many, many years, it was going on with rape, killings and going on in the prison system, and nobody could do nothing about it because you're already locked up. So what you going to do is just keep you locked up because you kill somebody or because you rape somebody. But now they're getting extra charges, and they're doing extra things for them when they do this kind of stuff in the prison system. And why they're doing it now is because those lawyer kids and doctor kids and all that started messing with this methamphetamine and was getting locked up behind it. And their kids were getting raped. And their kids were getting molested, and their kids was these things were happening to their children. Then they changed the laws in the prison system. You know, you do a rape charge now, add it to your time. Things like that happens now. See, but before that, nothing was going on. It was just allowing it to go on. But like now, there's still things happen to their children. There's up in this high office that's doing it. Their kids get killed behind the gun law. They didn't want to change it up and make a difference.
Right.
Well, Mr. Anthony got passionate about that one.
Amen.
That's true. I absolutely agree with that. Go ahead.
Just like Deacon Smith just said, look at crack. Crack ravaged the black neighborhood. But when opioids they say it was a pandemic, they need to do something to help opioids. Y'all weren't saying that when crack was killing the black neighborhood.
No.
But now the opioids got in the white neighborhood. Oh, they want to get them help now. That's what we're talking about.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, on the network tonight, what are we doing tonight? And Deacon, you can finish your point. What are we doing tonight? This is what we do around the domino table.
Mm-hmm.
We have real dialogue and discussion. And so this is what this show is about, us men coming on and trying to strategize and come collectively together and see what do we really need to do. Each and every one of these men, along with men that here at the domino table, have valid points.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, you know, us being spiritual men, us being men, you know, we're sick and tired of being sick and tired in our own community.
Right.
And the reason why these brothers are sharing about the African-American community, because every one of them are African-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sick and tired of what we see in our community. And we can't really talk and have these kind of – this is why I love this platform, We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
Because they allow us to come on to be able to voice our opinion and do the work and get out there and make the change and make a difference.
Yes.
Deacon, go right ahead, sir.
Definitely, that was me, Brother L.
Okay, go ahead. Here,
the thing of it is that this here is so powerful. And again, y'all, bear with me. This is why I continue to lean toward the spiritual side, because the things of which he speaks into the atmosphere, things happen. And one thing that I plugged in on was, what do we need to do as far as approaching the legislatures? Okay, now I don't know who on the line tonight has that type of contact with an individual to bring it to them, okay, and see if there's some type of documentation that we could sit down and rough it, you know what I'm saying, and come back and combine. We got to start somewhere. This is us. Number two is because the system is not set up to defend or recognize the black culture. We know this thing. There's no need of us trying to whitewash it, if you want to call it. And again, I believe it was Deacon Bell who said that, or Brother Smith, who made the point that it didn't really surface until it started happening to them. Now, okay, and I can't think of his name, the young man that killed two of the white guys and 18 years old, 17 years old, he got one of them guns and shot the other guy's leg off. Oh, well, he's not guilty. What do you mean he's not guilty? Sure, he's guilty.
How do you get that? Again, mm-hmm. whoever he knew, and Mr. Trump said, oh, well, he's a great young man.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, I can't say what I want to say. But the yes, thing of this is, you know, I don't want to do that because he should have been the one who got his leg shot off maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is, we have to do something. And I'm pretty sure, just like what we were talking about as far as invention-wise, once we do something and it becomes law or effective and it's working, okay, mm-hmm. believe me, somebody of their caliber is going to try to slide in and take that credibility forward. You know, but there's been so much that's said as far as accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there needs to be a law of accountability.
Absolutely.
Now, how do they do that? I don't know. But it needs to be a law of accountability.
Well, go ahead, man.
They, you know what? They charged. It was a mother that was with her daughter, underage daughter. I believe the daughter was around 15 or 16 years of age. This young girl, her mom was arguing with another lady. This young girl pulled out a firearm and shot the lady. And you know what? They charged the mother. They charged the mother because the mother knew that that daughter had access to the firearm.
Yes.
And it's the knowledge.
Okay.
I understand. Let me say this. For those out there of you that are saying, okay, you guys are saying accountability, we can't force our grown children to do anything. We understand that. We have grown children. However, we do have a voice when we know that they're headed in the wrong direction and they're and they have a firearm in their hand. We can't just sit around and not do anything and say, well, I love my child. Yes, I love my child so much. I don't want to see them murder someone else's child. I don't want to see them locked up. You know, and also I care about other people's children and families as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to put that out there for the ones that may say, how can we be accountable? It's the knowledge that you have. Now, what we don't know that our children do, we just don't know.
Right, right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is why we want to have these kind of dialogues and these kind of discussion. Our voices never need to go silent.
Right.
And one of the things, Mr. Wade, you asked the question. I always been pro-black, always been radical, always been about social and liberation. Me personally.
Welcome to the club.
Yes, sir. I have marched in the street with one of our county commissioners, Mr. John Wiley Price. I actually go to church with Senator Royce West, talk to him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always putting different programs in place. And every time they do it, somebody shoot it down. They don't like it. He was the one put in place, Minister Wade, where when a police officer stop you, you're a black African-American child, put your hands on the steering wheel. Don't even move and say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But there was so much flack about that particular procedure he put in place. It was unheard of. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And he's the senator down here in Texas. You know, mm-hmm. I have marched in the streets with Dr. Freddie Haynes. I was a member of Friendship West Baptist Church for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
The John Wiley Prices and the Freddie Haynes, we have mm-hmm. put our foot in the plow in trying to make this.
Yes,
when you
sir.
Talk about petitions,
mm-hmm.
there's a whole
yes,
lot
sir.
Of petitions. But this is the shocking part about it, Mr. Wade and these brothers on the network. It was the Christian community that I had my problem with. I didn't have my problem with the world. I didn't
Amen.
Have my problem
Amen.
With the unbelievers. Hold on, let me make this point. I had a problem with Christian and church folk
mm-hmm.
because Christians
yes, sir.
And church folk is the one shied away and ran from it.
Right, right.
Because for some particular reason, we too spiritual
mm-hmm.
to the point where at the end of the day when we doing things like this,
mm-hmm.
we all going to shy away. And to me,
mm-hmm.
we're going to use Bible
mm-hmm.
to try to, you know, because it's the things we don't want to do. All that's fine and good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with all of that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, when you know, my opinion when it comes to this kind of stuff, I believe in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't debating that.
Right.
I know. We ain't debating none of that. But at the end of the
mm-hmm.
day, get up off your knees.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we go to church every Sunday to feel good for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We get a good feel good
yeah.
message. We hear this. We hear that. But then none of this is stopping. Why? Because if I asked right here in the city of Dallas, Texas,
mm-hmm.
down south, we got all of these big churches.
Right.
Wonder what will happen if we stop bickering and talk about we praying and we get together mm-hmm. as a community and we just make a difference. No, we're not going to do that because why? We're so in competition in the church about who's telling right and who's
right,
doing
right,
right until we're not getting the job done.
Mm.
And so what are we saying on the network tonight? I don't care what church you go to. I don't care none about all of that. If you ain't showing me you doing the work, at the end of the day,
yeah.
it's just mumble
yeah.
jumble to me. You understand what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Right, I do.
It becomes just a bunch of words because Jesus was like this here. Jesus wasn't about to talk. He was about to walk.
Yes,
he was about making a difference and making things happen. So if we as what I call in Christendom, because I don't even do Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
I do Christianity.
Yes, sir.
There's a difference between Christianity and Christianity.
Right, right.
Christianity is an organized religion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the rules and the regulations come in. Christianity, he was radical. He made sure. Look, if you really understand and see, we as a people, this is our rich history. We got to understand we as a black people what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And once we understand that and you know who you are, you can make a difference, just like Mr. Bell said.
Mm-hmm.
We only going to make a difference because our voices need to be heard. Most Christians don't even vote.
Right.
Most Christians won't even go to the polls and vote.
Right.
And you think, well, man, you're kind of hard on the Christians. Yes, because at the end of the day, if you're going to tell me you're
right.
praying,
mm-hmm.
I want
right.
to see the substance after you get through. What are you doing after you get through praying?
Right.
If you're going to church and you feeling good and you reading your Bible and doing that, what are you really doing after that?
Right.
That's what makes the
right.
difference. And so how are we going to continue to make the difference? We're going to make a difference. And all of us are at different ages and stages in
mm-hmm.
life. Some of us can't make it to the polls. I get all of that.
Right.
But do you know, Mandy, and this is to throw out all excuses.
Mm-hmm.
This last election that we had locally here in the Dallas Metroplex,
mm-hmm.
it was the lowest turnout in the African-American community and the Christian community.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a 91-year-old man, black man,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
made it to the polls and said he wasn't going to let nothing
mm-hmm.
stop
mm-hmm.
him from coming to vote. Why? Because he know mm-hmm. his voice is very, very important.
He understood the struggle.
And he
right.
understood
the struggle.
Yes, and so we're not trying to say or we're not trying to win the conversation
right.
in the sense of saying, you know, because we believe in prayer.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
We got to understand
mm-hmm.
what we're really dealing with. We understand the spiritual wickedness up there in high places.
Uh-huh.
But we also need to understand, once we get through doing all the praying, and I'm challenging everybody
mm-hmm.
that's a Christian, because I'm not scared to challenge you.
Right.
I'm not scared because I don't let people manipulate me with the Bible or none
mm-hmm.
of that. I'm challenging
that's right.
to, you know, get up off your knees and do the work.
Right.
Because if you're going to pray, mm-hmm. it's time to stop praying. It's time for you to go vote. It's time for you to go to your pastor. I'm quite sure if any black pastor in the yet to be United States, even if you ain't got your members going to vote, I got a problem with you.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, we have allowed these guys to come into our pulpits and take up the service
mm-hmm.
to talk about what have Biden done since he's been in there.
Right. And this is why a lot of people, you know, they deem down
mm-hmm.
believers because they feel, and this is not necessarily true, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the, you know, those that are not necessarily believers, they feel like there's a lot of talk in the Christian community and there's not enough action. You know, they feel like there's
yes.
not enough action, there's not enough passion,
mm-hmm.
and something certainly needs to be done, and I believe it was Deacon Bell earlier, he was talking about the power that we
yes.
have as black people, the power we possess. One thing about it
mm-hmm.
is this, white people know the power that black people possess. It's the black community,
mm-hmm.
not everyone now, don't get it twisted, mm-hmm. but it's the black community that doesn't know the power that they possess. Because when black people begin to move, things begin to happen.
If you significantly,
yes, do.
If you significantly listen to Mr. Bell,
mm-hmm.
and he's on here.
He said it earlier.
If you really listening to what he said,
mm-hmm.
he's saying some rich stuff.
He really is.
But we, in this organized religion that we have, we done been brainwashed to believe a certain way, and that's not how it works.
Right.
Oh, I call it like
but
it is.
Scripture, even in that mm-hmm. scripture back, if we can get revelation,
mm-hmm.
scripture backs it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That if, for example,
right here,
Matthew 11:12, mm-hmm. we know, now this is, Jesus was figuratively speaking in this verse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he referenced John, but the word of the Lord reads this way, for from the days of John the Baptist unto now, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence taken by force. What he was saying, he was figuratively speaking. He was saying that they were so passionate about hearing about this Jesus. They were so passionate. They were full of enthusiasm. They were full of passion. So they went and they bombarded the place so they can hear.
Mm-hmm.
They were violent. The violent meant passion in the word of God. And we sometimes have to be so violently passionate about making things change that we're willing to step out and make it happen. Let our voices be heard. Go to the legislative and things of that nature,
mm-hmm.
and not just sit by the wayside like the man at the pool of Bethesda and let these mm-hmm. things pass us by.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the E-Man After Show.
E-Man After Show.
We're around the domino table tonight. And when we slamming dominoes, you know, this is what we do at the domino table. We get passionate. This is
yes.
to my sisters and brothers that's on the network, maybe Caucasian, maybe Hispanic. No, reason why we're discussing it like this, because this is our community. And
right.
the reason why I bring the scripture in talking about being angry,
mm-hmm.
we're angry.
Yes.
We're angry at all the violence that we see.
That's another form of passion as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. And so being angry, we got to get angry enough that we be able to do something, as Mr. Bell said, as Mr. Dwayne said, as Mr. Smith said, and as all of those that's on the network around the domino table. How angry are we going to have to be?
Mm-hmm.
Do it have to happen in our own families before we can, you know, because most of us don't do stuff until it happens in our own family.
It hits the heart. It hits home.
And so we're trying to prevent. It's your child. It was 19 students got killed
right.
in Uvalde.
Mm-hmm.
19
mm-hmm.
and two adults. If you're watching the video, can you imagine that's your child sitting in there? Ain't nowhere in the world if you watch this video and this young man was able to walk in. And gentlemen around the domino table tonight, it was so unbelievable to me while I was watching it on The Wire. That he kept on shooting. They silenced all the noise in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And this video who retained this video is the Austin American Statesman. Do y'all know what kind of network that is? The number one top, they the ones who put the video out to CNN.
Mm.
At the end of the day, if you sitting there watching this particular video, this guy, he stayed in the room, and the coward police, they wouldn't even enter in. They entered in 35 minutes later.
Right.
He done, in 24 seconds, he done shut up. He done let 100 bullets go away.
Mm.
Can you imagine your child sitting in there, and he's just study shooting, and then he walking around like to make sure they're dead?
Mm-hmm.
Because he shot up 100 rounds in 24 seconds.
Crazy.
And then he shot up five more.
Mm-hmm.
Then he shot up five more. And so the statement that the little young girl put out and
mm-hmm.
said she laid in her own blood because he was walking around to make sure these kids was dead.
Right.
And at the end of the day, when the police get there 30 minutes later, because
mm-hmm.
it was a 77-minute video. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
By the time he get there, Mr. Wade, Anthony, Mr. Bell, by time he, Mr. Dwayne, by time the police get there, this guy done shot up the whole class.
And they knew this was being done at a school.
Mm-hmm.
And it took mm-hmm. them that long to get to a school.
Yes.
And Uvalde is not that big of a town.
And so you don't think we mad as hell? Listen, if you don't think we mad as hell, at least I'm mad as hell. I'm mad as hell about the whole situation. Why? Because at the end of the day, we got to do all that we can. A great mindset like this here. We got to do all that we can while we can.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't do what we can while we can, you know, this next generation is coming up. One of the things I had a conversation with Mr. Dwayne. And one thing, Dwayne is from New York. Are you there, Mr. Dwayne? He's from New York City. And one thing he said to me, he said, man, you know, when they pass this gun law like that, you do know we're going to kill up each other.
Mm.
This been about a year ago, Mr. Dwayne told me that.
Right.
I just remembered it.
Right.
Listen, everything that he told me in that conversation, it is happening today.
It is happening.
You remember that conversation you shared with me? You said the people of Chicago.
I remember that conversation.
Yes. I was like, yes, sir. He said, E-Man, if we turn, because we were talking about gun reform. He said, if we turn over to our people, we'll start killing up each other. He said, if they pass where you can carry guns, you ain't seen none yet. People going to be killing. Folk going to be shooting up. Exactly what he said, I'm seeing it happen today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I almost called him a prophet.
Right.
You understand?
And
why?
It's by design.
Right.
By design.
You're right.
To kill one another.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
It is by design.
Yes. And so, ladies
and
gentlemen,
what?
Go right ahead.
And I was going to say, you know who owns the Supreme Court who is passing these laws?
Yeah.
Help us out.
Is that brother Clarence Thomas? He holds power.
I knew you were going there. Go right ahead, Mr. Dwayne. Yes, sir.
He's the man.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one who passed that gun law. When Clarence Thomas speaks, that conservative side listen.
Yes, sir.
It's simple as that.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, what are we saying on the network? Those of you that's chanting, because it's daytime somewhere, it's evening time somewhere, and it's nighttime somewhere. Those of you that are logged in on the network, we want to be real transparent.
Mm-hmm.
We want us to understand the opposition. We want you to understand. We don't shy away from these kind of conversations.
Right.
Why? Because if we do, our voices will go silent.
Yes, and everybody opinion is necessary.
Yes.
Like, I respect, everyone that came on the line tonight and had given their opinion, because it's going to take us to work at these things collectively, And as Eman stated earlier, explaining the show, this is the reason for this show, for us all to come together, give opinions, and take action as needed.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, we see you on the network. We got 17 minutes to sum up this particular question tonight. What is the solution to all of this? Mr. Dwayne, you go first. What do you think the solution is to this whole conversation tonight?
Well,
one of the solutions.
One of the solutions, and I'm hearing the host and the co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer without work is what? Dead. We got to do something.
Yes, sir.
That's it. That's my solution. We got to do something. I don't know what right now. But prayer without works is dead. We got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Mr. Anthony, what is the solution in your own head? What can we do, sir?
Get out.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You can hear me?
What can we do, Mr. Anthony? What is one of the solutions we can do?
Get out. Vote. Change this legislators that's out here, the people that's calling all the shots of all this different kind of stuff. Get out and vote. Let's make a change. We got to make a change. Get different people in there. I remember somebody said somebody, we got to get rid of these older people that's up in there, stuck in their old ways. And one of the things is keep the old kind of ways going. You know, nothing, we have to do something to bring about a change.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
I agree.
Prayer brings about a change. So with our prayer, we have to make some actions with our prayers.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Bill,
yes.
What do we need to do, sir? Mr. Prayer Bill.
I think to make a change, we need to start running for public office. We need to start banding together and standing for a cause. Not marching and busting in buildings and doing all that, but marching with a purpose. And we need to start getting out and voting, too. Let our voices be heard and show them that we have power.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. Mr. Wade, I wanted to go last to you because you're the senior statesman. And you got a lot of wisdom. And, sir, what do we need to do?
I just recently, and perhaps all of you may have seen the video or the speech of Martin Luther King's daughter, where she said that there hasn't been anything past what he was trying to give to not just the black community, but the community as a whole. And there hasn't been any change. And so did they get stuck there? Did we get stuck there? And when I say we, I'm talking about the black community.
Yeah.
The change is necessary. There's
no question.
There's no question. Like you said, the senator that you are totally familiar with, okay, we start with him. You know, any individual that I'm familiar with or anyone else that's on the line tonight that I'm familiar with, we need to go forth. And perhaps that one voice will be heard, received, and maybe it'll go on, hopefully with prayer. And that seems to be the key. Lord have mercy, I could tear this stuff up. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we have to believe, and I heard Dr. Mandy talking about the believer, and I stick a tack in that of the true believer. The true believer now. The believer don't count. And you talked about the Christian. You got to have that God in you in order for God to make a change. Because Jesus prayed, if it's thy will, we need to quit leaning on ourselves. We need to move forward and ask God, Lord, what would you have me to do? What is your will? What is it that we got to do that is according to your will that we can do and allow God to step in on each and every individual on this line tonight? And I believe that somewhere down the line, there's going to be something. You know what I mean, because with what you and Dr. Mandy has going here, as far as bringing people in like this here, and we all are on one accord, and collectively we get all these other ideas that the Spirit is feeding into us. So there's got to be a change.
Yes, sir.
There's got to be a change, and I believe in prayer.
With all that being said, as Minister Wade been said, everyone on this line, and even if you and Christian or not, because this is how God operates, you only have to have belief. God only moves off of faith and belief. And you really don't have to be Christian to believe, to be flat out honest with you. You just got to believe. Before we were Christians, we was believers anyway. You know, the name Christian came somewhere on down the line. But they didn't call us Christians back in the day. They call us believers. And so,
my brother,
you're right. Go back into the Bible now. But
you're right about it. You 100% right.
Yeah, yes. We was believers. We weren't even called Christians. We was believers. So I wanted to say it like this here, because tonight, guys, we're going to pray out, because when we have these kind of conversations, we want all minds and hearts clear. And so I have Deacon Fred Bell on the line today, and I'm going to ask him to pray us out tonight, because we got about 11 more minutes. But we are believers. And so if you – I'm not talking about the organized religion that you're in. I'm talking about a believer, because it doesn't matter what religion you're in. The only thing moves God is faith and belief. It, just in case you don't think it does, he said, I reigns on the unjust just as well as the just. He didn't say if you were saved. He didn't say what denomination you was in.
Lord.
He didn't say none of that. That's man-made stuff. Hear me on this network. Man-made put all these kudamas and added all this strange stuff to Christianity. Only thing that moves God, the only thing going to get God's attention is your faith and your belief. That's why we was called believers. So if you on the network all around the globe, if you believe in your prayer, if you have the faith to believe, you know, God will hear your prayer, because he have already heard. Hopefully you're listening back to God after you telling him some things, because it's a two-way folk. You talk to God, but you got to let God talk back to you. That's the other thing. Because a lot of us, he done told to go vote, we just ain't did it. A lot of us, he done told the scientists and politicians. Dwayne know, me and Dwayne, Mr. Wade, we go to a church where Senator Royce West is and the Freddie Hayes and all that. We're out here in the ground making a difference.
Right.
And so I know we got to wrap the show up, man. I know you got something to say. Deacon Fred Bell, are you still with me, sir? Fred Bell,
yeah, I'm here.
I want you to pray out in a few minutes. We're going to ask you to pray out tonight. Why? We're praying all around the world, praying that hearts and minds are clear. Mandy, you got 2 minutes. What you got?
Jesus.
No, I was just going to answer your question.
Go right ahead.
My perspective is that we need to change our vision, and we need to see ourselves as being unified.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times we're so busy bickering and being mm-hmm. combative against each other.
Mm-hmm.
When we come together, and, you know, we someone quoted the scripture earlier about unity and strength, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were so combative, and while we're fighting against each other, the enemy is moving in on our territory.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dragon that waits till you get a little weakness and come in and pounce on you because we're so busy fighting against each other. So if we see ourselves as being unified, then we can draw strength from one another, and we can get some things done.
Well, what the scripture teaches us, scripture has taught us, while men slept,
mm-hmm.
the enemy creeped in.
Right.
Ain't that what your word says, Mr. Wade? Why men
slept? You tell the truth.
Because I know this Bible back and forth,
too.
You know,
that's
right. And so while men slept,
mm-hmm.
you know, not literally sleeping, but we sleep to the things of what we're talking about tonight.
Right.
We sleep to the things of going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy will sound us to sleep when it's time to go. You heard Fred Bell earlier.
Right, right.
We'll go to sleep on just this kind of conversation.
Yeah.
Why? Because we don't have time to go vote.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get out to go vote. You sleepwalking. you understand
right.
what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
And so that's what scripture teaches us, men and guys on the network. Why you sleeping on your knees? Because a lot of people go to sleep on their knees while
they're
praying.
Because it's formality. It's a ritual. It becomes a ritual. Prayer is good. Prayer is good when there's a connection.
Yeah.
But for some people, it has become something to do. I'm going to do my right thing for today.
Yeah. Deacon Bear, you better pray us out because we got to end this show, sir. We got 7 minutes. But we want, because we can go on and on and on. But this, ladies and gentlemen around the network, this is what we do around the domino table, unapologetically.
Right.
So don't think we're going to apologize. Unapologetically, amen, meant everything that he said. I'm hard on Christian people. I'm almost like Paul. You understand what I'm saying?
And it's because you want us to do better. I believe the heart posture is in the right place. You are hard, but when I listen to you, because
mm-hmm.
at first, I'm going to be honest, when you and I first connected, it was so off-putting to me. Let me tell you, you were about to take me to the streets, okay? Because I was about to kick my shoes off and get you. No, I'm just joking. But I did. I was binding, rebuking, casting down. But let me say this. But when I saw the heart posture and I really understood your language,
mm-hmm.
I understood what you were saying. It wasn't to belittle the people of God. It wasn't to condemn the people of God. It was saying that don't be so heavenly minded till you're no earthly good.
But then I was also coming from the perspective just as well as you saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I was being hard on them. I'm going to still be hard on them. Why? Because they have been conditioned to believe
mm-hmm.
in white theology.
Mm-hmm.
And so since they believe in white theology, I believe in black theology.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to come just as well. And so, man, listen, guys,
I'm
when I first
what
met
I, what I believe.
When I first met Mandy.
Oh, my God.
Mandy thought I was the devil.
I really did. Like, let me say, it took a lot of prayer. A lot of prayer. Because E-Man would just say some stuff. And I'm like, why would you say that?
Yeah.
But I understand.
Because I'm radical like that.
You look cuckoo.
I'm all about the. And so, ladies and gentlemen, on there, Mr. Fred Bell, we got 5 minutes and 42 seconds, sir. So all hearts and minds are clear.
Two sentences. That's all I want. Two sentences. Very short. Very short.
Mm-hmm.
God love us more than we love ourselves. That's number one.
Sure, yeah.
mm-hmm.
Number two is God
mm-hmm.
only wants the best for us.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He only wants the best for us.
Mr. Fred Bell, are you there, sir? Help us out tonight.
Yes,
Fred,
sir.
Help us out tonight, sir.
Okay.
And listen, guys, we want you to
all
come back next Sunday night. Next Sunday night, right here on the E-Man After Show, we have Minister Yubeth Smith. She's with the founder of Deuteronomy 28 Women. She's got a prayer breakfast coming up.
Right.
And we'll be talking to her next Sunday night. It'll be a little light on you, but then we're going to come back to next Sunday night. We're going to come back hard at it.
I don't know about light, because Minister Yubeth Smith is a powerhouse, right?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know about light, but it's going to be good.
Oh, yes. Well, join us next Sunday night. We have her as our special guest next Sunday night. Take us out with prayer, Deacon Bell.
All right. All hearts and minds are clear. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now just thanking and blessing you for letting us enjoy this word, dear Heavenly Father. Letting us have a conversation. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that any sins that we have committed knowingly and unknowingly be forgiven, dear Heavenly Father. We come before your throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, this night, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for giving us a voice, dear Heavenly Father, for giving us a platform, dear Heavenly Father, to express ourselves, dear Heavenly Father. You know where our hearts are. You know where our minds are, dear Heavenly Father. We want the best for this world, dear Heavenly Father, but we know, dear Heavenly Father, you have the best in mind, dear Heavenly Father. We know that you are in control, dear Heavenly Father. So let us not mistake, dear Heavenly Father, that this world is out of control because you're in control, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, tonight we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for everything, dear Heavenly Father, that was said, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the E-Man After Show, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for Mandy, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the feedback, dear Heavenly Father. But, dear Heavenly Father, we know, dear Heavenly Father, that you will guide us in the right direction.
Yes,
you will
Lord.
Give us, dear Heavenly Father, the leaders need to step up, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes,
we know, dear Heavenly Father, that peace will come, dear Heavenly Father, because you said it, dear Heavenly Father. You will bring peace, dear Heavenly Father, for your word brings love, dear Heavenly Father, for your word brings correction, dear Heavenly Father. So let us spread your word, dear Heavenly Father, in peace and harmony that we can all live together. These are the blessings we ask in your darling Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
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 And we all touch and agree with that prayer.
Amen.
Well, ladies
amen.
And gentlemen on the network, this has been another episode of the E-Man After Show. We want to thank you. We want to thank these men are sitting around the domino table and talking on tonight. Like we said, we have Minister Ubez Smith. Man, are we going to get some ice cream? It's too late to get ice cream. Huh?
Look,
you ain't got no ice cream in your ice cream?
Not for you.
Oh, wow.
Not for you. Now I'll send you some. I'll give you some on your way out the door. It's cool.
I thought you bought some ice cream. Ladies and gentlemen, it's National Ice Cream Day.
It is National Ice Cream Day. You know, I forgot about that. I just thought you were asking for ice cream, but okay, I got you.
All right. Well, we got to go. We want to appreciate all of you guys. Listen, have a blessed, productive week.
Yes.
And join the E-Man After Show next Sunday night. Until we meet again, Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Good night.
Until next time, be blessed.
Good night. Everybody. God bless everyone.
Good night.
You're listening to The Sound.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.